Amos chapter 7. Thus has sovereign Yahweh showed to me, and look, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth. And look, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, that I said, O sovereign Yahweh, forgive, I beg of you. For by whom will Jacob arise? For he is small. And Yahweh repented for this. It will not be, says Yahweh. Thus has the sovereign Yahweh showed to me. And look, the sovereign Yahweh called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. And then I said, O sovereign Yahweh, cease, I beg of you. By whom will Jacob arise? For he is small. Yahweh repented for this. This also will not be, says sovereign Yahweh. Thus he showed me, and look, Yahweh stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And Yahweh said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. And then said Yahweh, understand, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the high places of Isaac will be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. And then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam will die with a sword, and Israel will surely be led away captive out of their own land. And also Amaziah said to Amos, O you seer, go. Run yourself away into the land of Yehuda, and there eat bread, and prophesy there, but do not prophesy again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. And then answered Amos, and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman, and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And Yahweh took me as I followed the flock, and Yahweh said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. And now, for this reason, you hear the word of Yahweh. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not drop your word against the house of Esau. And for this reason, thus says Yahweh, Your wife will be a harlot in the city, and your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be divided by line, and you will die in a polluted land, and Israel will surely go into captivity out of his land. End of chapter.